computers 2K7 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. So you have we have a new
we have another caller. Name we have another name
real
on
quick,
the line
real yep. quick.
Larry Lawrence and Apex. Larry Lawrence and Apex, call within 10 minutes. You win the Windows Vista Ultimate, or we pull another name in 10 minutes.
And let's go talk with Jason. Jason, you there?
I'm here, Amnon.
Hey, Jason.
Good morning.
Jason is the co-founder of the popular Visec Home Office Security System. It's a video surveillance product for homes and small businesses, allowing users to monitor live or recorded video of their home or office from anywhere in the world. And Jason is the security consultant for Visec and has over a decade of experience specializing in deploying cost-effective video surveillance systems for homes and small businesses. Great to have you.
Yeah, thank
Tell
you.
Us.
Great to be on your show. How are you this morning?
Great. It's early there, huh? You're in California, aren't you?
It's still dark here as we speak, and still cold.
But so tell us.
Good morning to all your listeners there.
Tell us, what is the Visec Home Office Security System, and how exactly does it work?
All right, well, basically, and it's in a nutshell, it's software that runs on a PC, and it actually converts the user's PC into a state-of-the-art video surveillance system. And we're talking a system that would only be available exclusively to the military or a large corporate entity about a decade ago. So this is users are now getting a very multi-featured surveillance system that's fairly inexpensive, and it runs on their PC now. We're turning their PC into a security system.
Cool. Yeah. So now I can find out what I'm doing at all times?
Well, pretty much.
Hey, look, I'm looking at the screen
so
right now.
So we're talking about putting cameras at the home or at the small office or even in the big office. It's not
right.
limited to a small business, right?
Yeah, we anywhere from apartment users all the way up to Fortune 500 companies use the product here. Very
so appealing. Cameras, and you can monitor it from anywhere in the world
and so forth. Some of the features that the software has, okay, one of the key features is that you're using your existing computer. You can watch your home or office anywhere in the world, wherever you are. You can be notified if somebody comes into your home or if there's an intruder or some kind of activity. You can be notified with a picture to your cell phone. So even while you're driving, if somebody's coming to your front door and you're not home, the system will actually send you a picture alert to your cell phone or any internet device and say this is what's happening.
So it's all motion. It's all motion detection sensitive.
It's motion detected through the software, so that means it'll work with any kind of camera, from spy cameras, webcams, IP cameras, wireless cameras, pretty much any type of camera there is.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, so what's the difference between traditional security systems?
Well, basically the traditional system you have, and let me give you an example, a real world scenario that actually happened to us here in our corporate office.
Okay,
it'll really give you a good visual. It was, I'd say, many years ago on a Sunday night, just around midnight, I was driving home from a family. Some kind of family engagement.
Function, yeah.
Right? And I get a picture to my cell phone, and I actually see that it looks like somebody trying to get into our office building. And this is after midnight. So I said, it's probably the cleaning crew. It sent me another picture, and I look closely, and I said, I don't recognize this person. And here I am. I'm driving just near my house. So I get into my house, and now I log in. As I'm walking up my door, I log in through my cell phone. I'm actually watching live video of a person trying to pry open the side door with some kind of a large metal object.
The cleaning crew. Yeah, the cleaning crew with the broom, right?
It was just your business partner. He forgot his key. Really, that's all it was.
I had no idea. So I'm walking in my house, and I want to see a bigger image and faster video. So I log in from my PC, and I can actually see live video. This is definitely not a cleaning person that I know of. And this is definitely some kind of attempt at break-in. And so I call the a fellow tech in there, and then he looks at it. I just want to make sure. And then so we call LAPD. They don't understand what's going on. We tell them, look, this is high-tech security software. Just send a unit over. We'll explain the rest later. Sure enough, LAPD sends a dispatcher unit, and in real time, they're able to apprehend the subject. You know, we meet LAPD at the office. It's about 1 in the morning now, and we burn them a DVD of the actual video, just that clip of what happened, and then we email them as well in real time to their office.
Nice.
So it really was
real time.
It really was a cleaning crew, someone trying to clean you out.
essentially, but, you know, in the end, the other ones got clean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
All right, Jason, tell us about the different kind of cameras that VISEC Home Office Security System supports.
Also, tell us your website. We've gotten some requests here. What's your website name, too?
Sure. The website is VISEC, VISEC.net, and users can get a free trial copy if they go to the website. There's a 15-day demo copy. It's, again, VISEC.net. And, yeah, I mean, it basically supports any type of camera, from the inexpensive webcams all the way up to IP cameras, which are the new cameras that don't require any kind of computer. These have a built-in web server into the cameras. So any camera, traditional analog cameras, wireless cameras, users can use existing cameras they have. We found a way to make every camera work. In some cases, you may need some hardware apparatus from us that's low cost to get it to work, but we can support any camera that's pretty much out there.
So if Ansel Adams shows up with that old black and white like flash camera, we can use one of those too?
Pretty much, if there's a camera out there, yeah.
If you can give it an IP.
I got the hood over my head. I'm like, hey, I got a picture going.
But I'm pumped.
So it's www.visec.net. How many days of video can a user record?
Well, see, here's the interesting thing. You can, depends on your hard drive, but easily you can record 30 days of video. And we have motion detection built in to the software. So it actually, based on a complicated algorithm, our motion detection is comparing images, determine, you know, is this movement, is this motion? So users can record only when motion is detected. So with, you know, it's not like your traditional system where you have to record 24/7, even if nothing's happening. So here you can actually record when something happens. You can specify, let's say, in one big image, I only want to record this side area. You can specify a target zone. The software really has a lot of complex features too, as well, that users may never need. But it's, it really goes. All the way up to a military-type perimeter monitoring system if needed.
How much is the software?
Okay, in its basic form, the downloadable version of the software is $149.99.
Okay.
So about $150, and that's a license for four cameras to use. And then it goes up. I mean, we also sell standalone packages where we'll ship you out a machine with cameras built in. So a lot of your listeners out there have offices, and they want they may want just the software only. That's fine. Others may want a more expensive system,
right,
where we ship them out the machine, and that, you know, we can go up to from 1,000 up to several thousand, depending on what they want. But we have something for everybody, and you know, people on a low budget fixed income can have security now, as well as you know, big companies that want to migrate their existing system into something more sophisticated and something, you know, it's going to get them better results.
And how easy is it to use it? You don't need to be a computer expert to use the software, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, the funny thing is that the software has, like I said, a lot of complex. I mean, we developed this using almost supercomputer-like imaging technology to get these complex algorithms to work. But that's behind the scenes. Now, the end user, let's say grandma's using this, It's just basically point and click, and there's really nothing to it. It's just like using a DVD player.
Right.
Forward, rewind, and any support, our tech support team here will help anyone out. But we try to make it as easy as possible so you don't need a trained tech. We don't need an Amazon in there to go ahead and help.
And let me just add here that for the last few weeks I've been playing with a bunch of different systems like that. And some of them are so cumbersome. And the reason why, I mean, I zeroed in on VISEC is because it has everything that you would want, and it's really easy to use. I mean, it's really easy to use, and it does what you want it to do.
Cool. You had mentioned that in the development of this, facial recognition is kind of like it's kind of like a big thing these days in terms of, you know, knowing, like being able to see a video link and knowing, oh, the system can figure out who that is and know that they're okay to come in or not come in. I'm doubting your software does that. But do you know anything about that type of software and where that is today and where that's going to be in the next 5 years?
I can answer your question. It's going away.
Official, right?
I had one of those systems 10 years ago that didn't, I mean, it's worthless. But I'll let Jason answer if he knows.
Yeah, actually, we've contributed some funding to facial recognition, and there's a couple models out there that are developed, but the problem with facial recognition is it's very costly, and there's a lot of false positives. So we've kind of shifted R&D away from that. And when it comes down to it, there's only, at this price point now in the market, there's only a few entities, and these are super large corporations in the military that'll purchase this. So these are cool in geeky and advanced features they have. The average business and homeowner isn't going to use it now. Maybe in the future this will be something with more ubiquity. But right now,
now
the recognition, yeah.
The feature that Jim really needs is ugly recognition.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well, yeah, you know why? So if I see you come to the door, I'll
know
it's you.
That's right.
Whoppa!
Well, what we do have now for like some of our our larger businesses, we have a sophisticated license plate recognition, and what this actually does, it can detect a license plate up to 120 miles an hour, and it'll grab the actual plate, convert it to an alphanumeric entry, and you can program that. So, for example, a user drives up, and the gate will automatically open based on the actual license plate that was detected.
Oh, that's cool.
I like the thing about parking lots where if a car is being moved that's not supposed to be moved, I read a story on your website that you can, that it helps parking lots where people park their cars or to deter theft.
Yeah, we're actually working with some casinos right now because and since our system was implemented, they've seen a 1,000% reduction in car theft and essentially it's using the license plate recognition algorithm, and if a car happens to leave the valet parking area, then security will be notified, and even the actual owner of the car gets a text message. Will get a message that their car has left the premises.
Elvis, can this be used?
big in Vegas, Elvis has left the building. Elvis's car has just left the building.
The license plate technology, since it works at such high speed, could this potentially be used as a way to deter speeders? If you set it up cameras like on a highway, the speed traps are so spotty you don't know where they're ever going to be. It would be nice to know that there would be 24-hour monitoring of speed.
Spencer, don't give law enforcement any ideas, all right?
You think I kind of think you drove in the work pretty fast this morning. So we don't know. Yeah, I mean, anything can be done. Anything can be done. But what we're doing now, our license plate recognition is one of the more complex algorithms. It's more stable. And our price point is about, we're about 30% the price of what the mainstream is selling it at. So ours is taking off. But I mean, there's so many options now with LPR on where people want to go. But I really don't want to cheat on freeways.
So. All right. So Jason.
I'm with you.
why would you guys recommend, other than the fact because you're making them, that people, the customers will have surveillance cameras in their home or offices instead of the traditional burglar alarms?
You know, here, I'll give you an example. I'm about 30 minutes from Malibu Beach, where all the, you know, I don't live in Malibu. These are all the celebrities are living.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started deploying cameras there, you know, a lot of them said, you know, we don't really need them. Malibu is a safe area. And what it's coming down to is now Malibu, the theft in Malibu went up. So quite significantly. And mm-hmm. people now are saying that, you know, people who live in these safe neighborhoods and gated communities, et cetera, think their neighborhood is safe. And these are the neighborhoods that are being targeted now. But, I mean, what it all comes down to is that law enforcement now is just bombarded with petty theft, and it's just a matter of time before your home or office has something that happens to it, and that you're going to need some kind of proof. And if you don't have video proof now, I don't care if the sheriff is your best friend. It's just a matter of they have no evidence to go by to assist you.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, here we are during the holidays. People are traveling. You just feel more at ease if you can actually see that here's my house, you know, my children are okay with the nanny, or here's my my car's okay, or here's my office, everything is fine, and you can watch this on your cell phone. I think that's a pretty major technological feat for such a low price point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why not get it, you know? I mean, I wouldn't depend on anyone else. I'd like to empower myself, so I'm a pretty big believer in this product.
I'm becoming one. And so what's the future for your company or
selling more product?
What are you guys working on next?
Well, we are advancing our license plate recognition system, and we're basically working with some companies now with the megapixel cameras which we support. So you figure cameras that are 40 times more detailed than your typical camera. These are called megapixel cameras. Right now, the industry has megapixel cameras up to about 5 megapixels. And so what this means is that after you record video, you can now go back and actually enhance the image like you would in your megapixel camera that you take,
mm-hmm.
your regular camera. You can go back and see more detail up to the point that you can see the filling in your tooth.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean all those CSI shows where they take the surveillance camera and they zoom in on the guy's wallet and see his name? That couldn't happen up until now, right?
Yeah, NASA and some of these astronomers have some kind of, they use these different image enhancing techniques, but no, in a nutshell, that's just for Hollywood.
No, I can't believe that.
All right, Jason.
All right, thank you very much.
We were talking here about an IP camera in here, in the studio, so everybody can see our ugly faces. But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
I'll give you a call later. I'm still waiting for another email from you, though.
Okay, I want to say they can get a coupon on our website. Coupon code is radio, and any user will get. I believe it's a $30 coupon, good for anything.
Is just for our listeners?
Just for your listeners.
Nice.
Great, thanks.
Enter coupon code VIDEO on the website, visec.net, visec.net.
V as in Victor.
Is the coupon code VIDEO or radio?
Coupon code is radio.
Radio, okay.
Cool.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Right.
Talk to you.
Thanks for having me on your show. Happy holidays to you
Happy
and all your listeners as well.
Same to you. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio at 50. The Buzz.